Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to Energy Speaks Back, powered by B2B Energy. My name is Paul Webb, and I'm the founder of B2B Energy, and I'm your host. Weekly, I present to you energy experts from around the world. Welcome to episode 129. Our purpose, as always, is to provide a good understanding of energy management knowledge from around the world, which is available today for us to deliver savings that impact on our planet. We would like to thank utility people who are creating a better career and future for people in our industry, and Esther Energy, who are our certificate partners. My guest today has taken a journey from being a neurosurgeon to delivering sustainable services in public hospitals in Argentina. So without any further ado, I give you Laura Adusi.
Good evening, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
And it is, and yourself. So Laura, where are you based?
I am from Argentina, Paul.
And what's the weather like there this morning?
The weather this morning?
Yes.
The weather is fine. Here we are in spring, so we have good weather now. Sunny. It's a sunny.
And where are you living then? So if you're from Argentina, where do you live?
I live in Buenos Aires.
That is the capital of the country, yeah?
Yeah, the capital. This is the capital of my country. Buenos Aires is a big city. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I live here from my born. I born here.
Understand.
A big city.
So Laura, yes. We have met through LinkedIn, through contact of ours that's joint. So and I know a little bit about yourself because we've already spoken, but for the benefit of our audience, could you please tell us about yourself and your background story and maybe a little bit of your origin story, where you've come from within this industry?
Well, my name is Laura Adusi. I am a medical doctor, also neurosurgeon. I studied medicine at Medicine University in Buenos mm-hmm. Aires. I did my career, my residence in a big hospital, whose name is Clínicas Hospital. It's one of the biggest in my city, mm-hmm. in Buenos Aires. And I studied and I worked for many, many years in public hospitals. I had the opportunity to see what are the problems in these health institutions for many, many years.
Yeah. And what were those issues that you was picking up on? What's the principles? What's the main ones?
Okay, we work in sustainability. We know that the healthcare sector has a greatest impact because a hospital heals at the same time pollutes and wastes energy resources in many areas. So with my colleagues, we studied together, we did the work, and we create green hospitals. The name is Green Hospital Group. So we work together with Val Green Association, with Delfina Frers and Diego Valverde. They support us in our work. And we know that, you know, more than a half of the sector's climate footprint is attributed to excessive energy consumption, more in a hospital.
Yeah.
The consumption is, of course, in electricity, gas, steam. So our name with my colleagues is a Green Hospital Group. And what's the concept about Green Hospital? We work in green hospitals. A green hospital is an institution that provides health without harm. We are doctors, so we say that a hospital provides health without injury to the environment.
Yeah, I like it.
Yes, and if we can get it, we can say that the hospital become a community reference point in sustainability. So we try to do this job. How do we get this? Making efficiency consultants to these institutions, health institutions.
Yeah. So Laura, I'm interested to understand one thing. You become a surgeon and you then go into the environment and energy management and making the hospitals green. That's a big difference in step. What was the
Yes.
trigger? What's the trigger point on that?
Well, in fact, my specialty, that is neurosurgery, I did it for many years from 1998 to 2015, 2015. And of course, I did emergencies all time in this specialty. In public hospitals, emergency 24 hours, once a week, so weekly. And when you work in a public institutions, you can see where are the problems to get, of course, the new technology and how to save resources to your material to do surgeries in my case. So I did emergency all time. So then I have my family. I have three childs. Nowadays they are not childs. The biggest is like is studying medicine.
Okay,
So
good.
it's not.
That's interesting.
Yes, it's interesting.
Are you very proud of that?
So
Yeah, I can
proud
imagine.
because that a son it has to be better than you, and
Oh,
it's
that's
like
nice.
I feel like this, and I'm proud because I can help him, and he says, "Oh, mom, can you help me with this?" Yes, of course. But so many days ago, he told me that I like neurosurgery, so wait, become a doctor first. And after you design a specialty. So when you have a family, it's not too easy to do this kind of work. Trying to work 24 hours that you are not in at home with them. And it's difficult to the logistics of the situation. So
Exactly.
I start to work in other areas of medicine. So with my friends, I study medicine with them for 5 years. They have another specialties because I'm neurosurgeon, but they are plastic surgeon, general surgeon, and pediatrics. But the important thing is that we studied and we work in public hospitals. And we start to think about so many 10 years ago, more or less, think about this situation of sustainable things inside the hospital, how to change habits, first of all, in our at home. And every time that we spend time together, we say the same. Okay, how's your job? How was your emergency day? And trying to do something different between us and to collaborate with the planet, because we think that from our point of work, that is a hospital, we can do many things. Of course, at home also, but in a human area, we are doctors. We think that we have some things to do in our point of work in a hospital. So I was in an operating room in chirurgic areas, and I start to see some some bad waste resources. You know, when you leave the light open on, or water open,
running, yeah.
There are no controls, because you know that in a public institution, it's difficult to have controls.
Yeah.
In a private institution, you have controls, of course.
Can I ask one
and
question?
We say, yes.
You keep mentioning you're doing this in the public sector. Would you like to share these ideas into the private sector as well? Because I'm sure they've got the same challenges.
We have here in my country many private institutions that are sustainable, that are green hospitals.
Right.
So we thought this situation, if we have private institutions that already are green institutions, why can't be public institutions do the same?
Yeah, yeah. But are they lucky? Are they lucky because they're able to get funding to become green?
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
That's the point. But
yeah.
when we are talking about public institutions, of course that we talk about supporting financial, of course, talking about financial supporting, you know? But if you can stop emissions or reduce at least emissions in your hospital, you can apply to credits, and you can use that credits to be in that way of sustainability. Doing things better, you know, because it's not all to change all electricity grid or do big investments. You can start from the simple things, teaching people. Imagine, Paul, that
in the UK we call that low-hanging fruit, low areas.
If you can teach people
in
simple things, you can get many, many results with simple things that you don't need big investments to resolve the simple things.
Yeah.
In that way, you can start, and then you can change everything. You know that private institutions, I'm thinking about what you said before, private institutions, they win money.
They get funding.
Of course they win money. And in public institutions, it's different, the situation. And we have to teach people to do simple things and to change things.
Yeah.
So when we create Green Hospital Group, we know that this is an organization. We are an organization working, trying to improve health services, reducing emissions.
Yeah.
That was the feeling of our group.
Yeah.
And you know,
Laura, so your original approach, is it about the environment or is it about cost? Is it financial environment?
Yes.
Sorry?
Both of them, because if you can get the sustainability in all your hospital areas, you are saving costs.
Yeah.
And
do your management, your senior management of the public sector of the hospitals, Where do they favour this? I know it's obviously cost, but are they wanting to take it down the environmental route as well, or are they just purely focusing on cost?
First of all, we work in hospital, in different hospital areas, in different topics.
Yeah.
So we work about, we are talking about efficiency. We do efficiency in many areas to reduce emissions. If we can get this reduced emissions, we can apply and get credits.
Yeah.
Save costs. But how do we get this? We have, first of all, the educational point. We have to form people. We have to form people, and we have to, in educational points, change habits. Change habits. And we want to do this around all the world. Of course, in our hospitals, in our institutions, in my country, in Argentina, but we think that this has to be in general, inside our country and outside our country, in all the world, because we are we do efficiency consultants. So I was talking about the educational point. So if I don't forget this, we have to change habits in people. And if you change habits, you can take care of many things and take care of resources in different areas, and the misuse of energy in many points in hospitals, and in waste management, and in self-generating energy, many points. Of course, at the end of our plan of the stage, you can think about electromobility, and that's why we design a master plan to do or to get a sustainable hospital.
Brilliant.
A master plan that have three stages. Yeah. So we work
us,
in.
Can you tell us what those stages are?
Yes, we have three stages. Stage one, stage two, and stage three. The stage one is what we call the beginning and changes. And we have to do a diagnosis situation in the institution. And we have to do visits in these institutions. In the stage two, we have the initial reforms. And in the stage three, we have all the integration of many areas, because we have continuous controls about saving, about monitoring situations.
Yeah.
So how can we execute this plan? Or this plan with three stages. We know that to reduce the environmental footprint in this sector, our sector, the health sector, the transformation or the adaptations of these institutions into Greek hospitals, we know that is necessary to become a community reference point in sustainability. So we have to change many things. First of all, we have to think about reduction of polluting materials. This is a big important thing. We know that we have to do savings, reducing the source of emissions from health centers in heating, in electricity, and production and transportation change with fossil fuels. We have to support society transition, because we can get clean and renewable energies. And we also obtain savings if we can control these points. We have to take care about our resources, so we can reduce water consumption, and we can reduce costs by applying efficiency measures, what we talked before. We can begin to think about conservation, also reuse, recycle waste of all types in every area, every hospital areas, and evaluating alternative for special ones. We think about many topics like self-generation food. That is an important point, because it's about providing sustainability alternatives to patients and employees with these measures. Also, we think in energy self-generations in hospitals. You know that health institution has, they have big areas inside where you can put solar panels, for example. This is an important point that we think in our consultants. So in thinking about energy self-generation, it is what allows us to reduce direct and indirect costs. Yeah. So imagine, Paul, that we can give work to many people thinking in self-generation
with your network.
If we have the possibility to use solar panels, we can give work in people in bad social situation. So this is also an important point to give work.
Yeah, it's to like, help organizations and help people, help local people and residents to maybe engage in work as well. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And,
so
and Laura, can I, may I ask on that sort of subject, are you able to get funding yourself from the government? Are the government helping you? Are they aware of what you're doing?
In my government?
Yeah. In Argentina, is the government funding, supporting, looking to help you?
Well, we go to visit many institutions in my country, and we do our training in these institutions. And when we do this consultant efficiency, we try to talk with directors in hospitals. And they can understand that if they have savings, they can apply credits. And we are talking in my country with many government people to find that they understand that it's necessary in many organizations to get the support of many institutions of my country and outside my country, you know, the World Bank, the FMI, and another organisms, you know, from outside the country. And we think that is very important, because if we don't have the financial support, it's very difficult. But as I said before, we have like two stages in this subject. The first stage, that we can use funds, but no, they are not expensive things to support. And the last one, that you need investment, because you have to do another measures like what we talk about, self-food generation, or other measures like energy self-generation or electromobility, when you need more investments to get it.
So, Laura, can I just ask, if you had a magic wand, where would you be waving it? What would you be doing to make your role a lot easier?
So we know that we, in my organization, we try to help institutions to get credits.
Right.
And that's why if they have or they apply in credits, they can get the standards, you know?
Yeah.
When we talk about ESG areas or topic, environmental, social, and government, with our efficiency, with our consultants, that these institutions begin to work in this way, trying to get the 3 points: environmental, social, and government. So, what's coming in our point of view? We think that these measures that make a hospital that make a hospital like a sustainable institution, of course, in addition to helping this institution in control emissions, all areas I related to use and reuse. We try to like work in these points, use and reuse. So you know that adaptation and redesign of hospitals must be constantly monitored in real time. And the changes that integrate new health concepts are focused on current environment. And in this way, we know that we work about many topics, as I said before, and we try that these institutions applicate the efficiency to get a green institution. So what are the important topics? I say this again, the several aspects that are constant monitoring in our plane of this stage that I say before is the waste management, and hospital waste management is an important point. We try to think about planning and creation of an organic garden, if it's possible, with participation of patients, if it's possible. You know that there are psychiatrics and psychologic patients in hospitals that may be very, very important for them to do this kind of work.
Yeah.
So again, we are trying to help people in this subject. And of course, another point is the energy reform, because we are committed to solar energy self-generation and electromobility, if we can implement this. We have to do continuous controls and monitoring all the plan in all the long plan. We have to monitor it, because if you can monitor in any stage, it's difficult to get the final objective. But what is the final objective? The final objective is to achieve a sustainable institution that the hospital can use fewer energy resources without altering the care that we offer to patients. So
I like
then
that. So you're going to provide a service, but you're not going to impact on the service that you provide the patient. So they're not going to see no difference. They're not going to be sitting there cold or too hot. They're going to have a nice life regarding that. You're not going to be turning, and they're not going to be sitting there in the dark, maybe, you know. So I can see what you're saying. I know I'm simplifying it, but just for the benefit of our audience, that's what you're saying, isn't it?
We think in a balance.
Yes,
the
very good word.
The balance is like an institution have to provide to the patient excellence, you know, in technologies, yes, in all therapeutic area is important. And to the other, and the other way, it's important to offer a green way. We have to improve hospitals in offering technologies, in offer the last treatment, and we have to put hospitals in a green way to collaborate with the planet, and we can get credits to do all things in technologies, and to the other hand, in improve all technologies part. What is in other areas, like, you know, auto self generation and other topics that we talked before. And you know that there's another point that is very important, and is the concept of intelligent hospital or smart hospital. That are points that we work in our group. We know that after the pandemics, it become very important to have internet and other connections inside the hospital to make or to get a better function inside the hospital with the patient, between the patients, between patients and doctors,
and the building, and also the building, yeah.
Yes, and
Yeah.
this is a very, because technologies change it's everything.
Yeah. So Laura,
in all,
I really like what you're doing, and you know, focusing on the public sector, I think is very important because they haven't got the funding, as you said, compared to the private areas, private funded hospitals. So it's come to that time within the interview where I'd like to ask, from your learning and what you've been doing there, is there something you can give back to our energy experts today as some advice or some ideas of what they should be doing in the industry?
About energy topics?
Yes, of course.
Okay, we have a group of engineers, and we have a group of people that do economic points, because you know that we are doctors.
Yeah.
And as a doctor, we have another topics, but we work together with people that are expertise in these points that you are talking about. And we do a very great work, because as I said before, we have to monitoring and control many areas in our plan. So when we have to talk about the use of solar panels, we go to the visit to these institutions with them, and they try to plan in these things about according with the hospital's geographic space to do this, and all the possibilities. And we do a very great work. My colleagues and I, what is about medical topics, and they work about the institutional topics in energy and the other situations. So I think that we do a good group of work in Green Hospital Group.
Yeah. That's brilliant. So, Laura, we'd like to say thank you for joining us on this call today. It's been very interesting, and I really love the fact that you've taken this transition from the health sector, you know, being a surgeon yourself and many other surgeons, and you've actually taken that transition into the energy sector and environmental sector. I think, you know, you need to give yourself and your team a big pat on the back. How many hospitals have you impacted on? Have you worked on?
How?
How many hospitals have you worked on?
About 10 or 15 hospitals.
Oh, that's significant then. And do you know
Is
what
it,
the figures
have to try to get
do you
them.
Know what, can you tell us what the figures are regarding the savings that you've made? What's the reductions you've made? Can you give us any figures?
The reduction, it depends on the areas that we are talking about, but in energy, it's very important, almost 70% of
really?
reducing cost.
That's
Yes,
amazing.
70%. And also in another topics like waste management, when you can reduce the infection waste, you can reduce it. You can reduce it in an important number.
Yeah.
So this is for us, it's amazing, because when we go to different hospitals and different institutions, There are like subjects that are continuously the same in all hospitals. It's like a repeat situation, you know. You go, of course, it depends on the community that this belong. They are poverty geographic communities, and we see everything. And this is a
Can I ask how we?
Yes.
So how can we help your organization? What can we do to support you in what you're doing today?
We need to be heard by the world because we need.
You want your story out there, don't you? You want
yes,
us to get your story out there for you, which this is the idea of today's podcast, isn't it?
The idea is that if we can help from our point of work, that is a hospital, we can do in our consultant work efficiency consultancies for hospitals and for health institutions to do saving costs and to apply to get credits. And because it's necessary to have funds and investments to get the final objective, that is to get a green institution, a green hospital, to be free with the planet.
And do you guys have a website?
We have a website, yes.
Can you share that website with us now? Can you tell us what it is? Like,
yes, I can share.
What I mean is www dot.
Yes. Yes, green. If you can give me 1 second, it's Green Hospital Group. www.greenhospitalgroup.com.
.com.
www.greenhospitals.com.
Brilliant. We will make sure we share that for you today on this episode. And we would like to say once again, thank you, Laura, for coming along. I know we've done this twice because we had mixed up with communications, but I think we've got there now. It's a very good. We've understand your story and what your journey, which is amazing. And we've got your website. We've got many people listen to this, and they're listening to this for education as well. So it all helps the journey for being an energy expert. So once again, thank you, Laura, for your time. And
I hope that I hope that I could be clear about the topics that we work on.
Yes.
And trying to connect them to get the final objective.
Yeah.
And I think that is very important from our point, for many people, to do something for the planet. And thank you, of course, for giving me the space to express
myself.
You're
very welcome. Thank you very much. And please, Laura, you and your family stay safe in these times.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Paul.